And it's 10:55 p.m. on a wintry December 3rd as we listen to the chilling conclusion of tonight's adventure of The Shadow.
Hey, Dollface, where can I find Billy Skid, the owner of this dump?
The proprietor of the Copa Rumba nightclub is right over... Hey! What are you going to do with that gun?
All right, Billy. Get ready to meet your maker.
Not quite yet, Muggs.
It's the Shadow.
You have a prior engagement.
I just called the police. Oh, Lamont. Lamont Cranston, you were brilliant.
Thanks, Margot. Maybe after 20 years of solitary, Muggs will realize that when arsonists play with fire, they get burned.
Join us tomorrow night when from the dark, once again, we'll hear that voice.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Well, what is it? Norma... I was just about ready to kiss an angel. You trying to give me a heart attack?
I'm sorry, Dad. Still working on that turkey leg, huh?
No, I think we can finally pronounce last rites. What are you doing down here at this hour?
Praying.
With Billy Skid?
All right. The Shadow's Pete's favorite radio show. He never misses an episode, and I... just wanted to keep up on the story so I could tell him when he comes home.
You're not starting to worry he may not come home, are you?
Oh, Pop. I can't even begin to figure out the world anymore. It's turned so upside down.
Yeah, I guess that's so. We're mighty lucky the Lord's in the middle of it all to help us keep our balance.
Is the Lord in the middle of all this? I don't see where. Nothing's turning out the way I thought it would.
No, we don't often have a lot to say about how things turn out. That's someone else's job.
Mama's Bible.
Shine the light. I can hardly make out the words.
Well, it's so old and faded you can barely read it anymore.
Yep, this Bible saw more action in the last war than the Battle of Verdun. I suppose I should get a new one, but... well, no matter. I know it all by heart. Your mother used to quote it to me enough. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
I really miss Mom sometimes.
I miss her too. All the time.
Oh, Pop. What could be worse than celebrating Christmas alone?
Well, when you find out, be sure and tell me. You know this is the 24th Christmas I've spent alone without the woman I'd planned to share every Christmas with. Each time I felt I was putting it all behind me, I'd see something, you know, azaleas under the kitchen window... a pair of slippers a dog had chewed. White handkerchief she always used as a bookmark. And well, it all come rushing back. You know, feeling, sounds. Remember how we'd all cuddle on the sofa Christmas Eve and then she'd start singing in that slightly off-pitch voice of hers? Silent night... She never could quite get that second note right. Remember?
Yeah.
Holy night, all is calm. All is... She left too soon. She, never got to teach that song to Mickey. No. And now he's gone and learned it on his own, with the right notes. It still isn't easy, but it, well, it's gotten better. I was a tough pupil, but the Lord managed to teach me a thing or two over the years, and when someone we love leaves our world, I think it helps to remember that at Christmas, we're celebrating someone coming into our world, and without him, I don't think I would have made it. I'm going back to bed, Princess. Coming?
No, I think I'll just sit here by myself for a while. Well, not by myself.
No, not by yourself. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.